Now let's lead off with global trade and how it impacts Illinois, from farmers who sell their crops worldwide to the things we buy at the store. Last week, President Trump said he would impose a 5% tariff starting June 10th on all imported goods from Mexico that would gradually increase until the flow of undocumented immigrants across the border stopped. Congressman Rodney Davis is a Republican who represents parts of Bloomington Normal. While he says immigration is a problem that needs a solution, he says he's opposed to using tariffs in this way.
We have the highest amount of individuals entering our country illegally along the southern border than we've had in decades. Something has to be done.
Davis says the Trump administration missed an opportunity last July to pass a bipartisan immigration bill. He says it would have dealt with both border security and the Dreamers. But he says it only garnered about 112 Republican supporters, no Democrats, and Trump himself backed away from it with the midterm elections looming.
And then right when it was crunch time, said, well, maybe we can solve this after the elections. That's not leadership. And the administration knows that using tariffs now, when we had a solution that was bipartisan, should have been a bipartisan solution before, is not the answer.
Davis says he's worried tariffs on Mexico will jeopardize the ability to finalize a reworked version of the NAFTA trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, called the USMCA. In an interview with Charlie Schlenker on GLT's Sound Ideas, Davis says the USMCA and other bilateral deals are still in play, for now.
They have the chance to go down as one of the greatest administrations in our nation's history when it comes to global free trade. But they're on the precipice, Charlie, of being the worst ever if they don't get any of this done. And this tariff threat takes our eye off the ball when it comes to passing the USMCA through Congress.
Davis was in McLean County yesterday, also visiting Chestnut Health Services to discuss efforts to slow the opioid epidemic. He also stopped at Funk's Grove, Heritage Fruits and Grains, and the Maple Syrup Shop.